I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan remains in a communications blackout 19 days after military leaders took control of the country. United Nations officials say mediations continue between coup leaders and the ousted prime minister. John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, says the October 25 coup did not surprise believers. A new report from the Religious Freedom Institution describes conditions leading up to the coup. It identifies active threats to religious freedom and stability, like the security forces. Nonetheless, hope remains. The Lord is still at work in Sudan.
There has been a grassroots movement among Muslims who have come to Christ. They came to know the Lord out of Mission and Dreams. They came to know the Lord because they were so distraught over the Muslim-on-Muslim violence.
Pray these new believers become a powerful kingdom-building force in Sudan. And in August, sudden wildfires swept through Algeria's Kabyle region. 90 people died and many others lost their homes and farms. The Algerian army came in to battle the flames after they overwhelmed local firefighters. This region of Algeria has already suffered greatly due to COVID-19. Many families have lost multiple people to the virus. Christians often feel isolated as churches remain closed. And that's where Sat7 comes in, says Joe Willie.
The Algeria programs are varied. They are worship programs, teaching, and testimony programs too. Now, importantly, all reach Christians in their homes. There is also a new social media brand called Free Souls that is designed to spread the hope of the gospel throughout the region using social media.
Many are searching for God in these troubled times. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women written by women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.